That's not the sort of music many might expect to hear at a chess tournament, but this is no ordinary tournament. Welcome to the Hip Hop Chess and Life Strategies Exhibition.
Oh my God, I'm on the run here, people.
Adisa Banjoko is the brains behind the event. He's better known here as the Bishop of Hip Hop.
It started in the early 80s with the political rappers making a lot of chess metaphors, but then as gangster rap started to rise up, it looked like obviously a lot of the intellectual stuff was kind of dying off, but what you actually found out was because of the street hustlers that play chess, the metaphors came back.
Banjoko says chess can be a great way to keep kids out of trouble.
I saw a study that said 85% of inmates who are in chess clubs, when they get out, they don't come back. So my idea was, let's teach them chess before they even get there.
Some of the players here are as young as 8 years old.
I am learning that the horses need to be in the center.
Yeah, but it's checkmate on the next move. So rather than get the queen, why not win the game?
Martial arts experts say chess can help them prepare for physical combat.
There is overlap because there's strategy involved in either a physical engagement or the mental game of chess.
Rappers such as The Natural say they too can get a lot out of the game.
Not just making moves on a chessboard, but making moves throughout your hip-hop career, like where to go, who to talk to, who to, I don't know, get your contracts lined up with and all this stuff, and it's great.
Banjoko has even formed a hip-hop chess federation. He's planning similar events in Chicago, New York, and the United Kingdom. In San Jose, Chris Filippi, KCBS.